Okay, I'm going to step in here. I think Councilman Coyne is spot on when we talk about what is the objective of the Humane Ordinance, and does the ordinance meet the objective? For me, the objective is the elimination or the reduction of puppy mills, improvement of the standard of care of animals, and hopefully the reduction of sick animals. Certainly all of that gets wrapped around with, you know, cruel behavior of people who are in this industry. And we know that they're out there. And we see the same pictures that you have seen that disgust us. So there's no question about whether it exists or not. So the question is does the ordinance have any effect or any connection to those objectives? I heard someone speak about Nebraska breeders going down. But I've also seen or heard when I spoke to the USDA, we talked about the number of commercial breeders hasn't gone down overall in the country. And I know that the number 10,000 has been kind of loosely put out there. When I spoke to the USDA representative, they said there's 3,000 registered USDA commercial dog breeders. Now there's 10,000 total inspections they have to do because there's universities and food processing plants and other things, but 3,000 breeders. So the question is, again, does the Humane Ordinance reduce the puppy mills? I mean, the best case we have to look at is Chicago. In our area, it's the oldest ordinance, and I think it's pretty clear from the example in Chicago that it has not worked very well. I think it's been a big step backwards. You may have heard the report last week about from NBC about the individual who bought a pet online. It was a sad story of the guy who lost all his money. Probably didn't, I'm sure it was a lot of money for this family. Online sales have been a huge problem in the city because people don't have any other choice, so they have to pretty much either go online or try to find a breeder by some other means. But a large number of them go online. Better Business Bureau, probably the most trusted brand in the United States. It's certainly one of the top trusted brands in the United States, did a study on this, and they found that 80% of online puppy sales are scams. And so this is where we're directing our buyers now. So that gets back to the question that Councilman Coyne had, and that is that better? Is that better than, I mean, we all agree, and I think Councilman Kelly is right, that there are problems every step of the way with the industry that we really need to look at. Transportation, the pet stores themselves. Certainly I'm rather surprised and somewhat appalled by what Councilman White had indicated with the interest rates. So there are problems along the way. But at least there's some regulation. You know, at least there's something in place, because through the internet there is nothing in place. Nothing for the dogs and cats. There's nothing for the consumers. It's a complete wild, wild west. So that's where I'm struggling with this. I agree. I mean, look, if the businesses are contributing to the inhumane treatment of animals, they shouldn't be in business. And I don't have any problem with that, voting for any ordinance that would support that, if there was some connection. I am not, as Councilman Crumman said, I'm not seeing the connection here. The demand in Chicago has gone up for purebred registered dogs. It's gone up since this ordinance has taken place. So now we have a completely unregulated system of purchasing these animals. It's been a big, big step backwards. Now they're trying to fix it. In speaking to the USDA representatives, asking them what are the challenges with, you know, trying to, you know, stop these bad actors, and they're very clear. They said, are there bad registered, USDA registered breeders? Yeah, we have them. We see the same list that HSUS puts out there. We know, we inspect them several times a year, and so they're on our radar. And in large part, that is why many of these breeders in Nebraska went out of business or moved. But their bigger problem is the what are now the fake rescues, which I'm sure you read about in the city, in Chicago, that we now have a bunch of companies that have started up 501(c)s so that they can circumvent USDA rules. They no longer, you know, they're exempt. So they set up their rescue services or fake transportation companies, and now there are no rules to protect these animals because they have to fill that void in Chicago to deliver these dogs. And that's what's happening. It's sad. It was an unintended consequence, but that's what's happening. Even one of the, and I don't know if this was a report, I can't remember that, which shelter or Humane Society or whatever facility it was getting in on the act. And they were, did you read about this or hear about this about 2 months ago, where they were all, they were taking their good dogs or good puppies and selling them out the back door. Right? So everybody's trying to fill this void to make this profit, and now there's no regulation at all to protect these animals. So I would argue that option A is really going to make things much worse in this industry. We need to do something, but that is not, in my view, the solution. I agree with Councilman White. I think that this Purdue study, this Purdue is a trusted source, a trusted organization, an institution. We don't know if this is going to play out. It was just yesterday that this whole program was, like, unveiled. I suspect, in large part, that's because of what we're doing here in Naperville. But I do trust that the institution, and I do believe that this could be a solution that does target the care of animals. And as does our option B does today, it directly is talking about the standard of care. Now, some of you have said, well, how are you going to enforce it and stuff like that? There's enforcement mechanisms in there in terms of compliance. And much like I mentioned the Better Business Bureau earlier, you know, my company's a member of the Better Business Bureau. They don't have inspectors coming out and looking at our businesses or your businesses, those of you who are member. I know many of you are. That's not how it works. Right? There's other ways of doing this. They do get audits, and they do work off complaints and things like that. And so the system can work, and I believe it would work, and it would directly improve the standard of care. And that's why I like it. It's a direct target at the source. The seal that they give you so that when you have a purchase, it's on the bill of sale, that consumers can be assured that that animal comes from a facility that meets these higher standards. And I think that's comforting and important to know. Now, is it going to work? I don't know. Will a state consider adopting this on a statewide basis? I hope so. But this is something that we need to see how it plays out and how they roll this out. We would also need to allow these businesses time to get their breeders all converted over or find other breeders that are in the certification program. I agree with Councilman White that we should table this indefinitely until that plays out and that rolls out and we know if it's successful. And if it is, then we're taking steps that we can, with a very, very high level of confidence, know that it's going to help and not actually hurt the situation. So that's where I'm at.